For today's Bhagavatam class. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, chapter entitled The Appearance of Sri Narada, text number 27. नाति प्रसीदा हृदयः नाति प्रसीदा हृदयः सर्वस् सरस्वत्यस्ततेसुचौ वितरक्यान् विविक्तस्था वितरक्यान् विविक्तस्थ इदं चोवाच धर्मवेद् इदं चोवाच धर्मवेद् नाति प्रसीदाद्हृदयः सरस्वत्यास्तते शुचौ वितरक्यान् विविक्तस्थ इदं चोवाच धर्मवेद् नाति प्रसीदात् हृदयः सरस्वत्यास्तते शुचौ इदं चोवाच धर्मवेद् नाति प्रसिद्ध वायर कितना तक आएगा देखो ठीक है वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग न नॉट अतई प्रसीदात वेरी मच सैटिस्फाइड हृदय एट हार्ट सरस्वत्याह ऑफ द रिवर सरस्वती तते ऑन द बैंक ऑफ शुचौ बीइंग प्यूरिफाइड वीतरक्यान हैविंग कंसिडर्ड विविक्तस्थ सिचुएटेड इन अ लोनली प्लेस इदं च ऑल्सो दिस उवाचः सेड धर्मविद वन हु नोज व्हाट रिलिजन इज ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय ट्रांसलेशन दस द सेज being dissatisfied at heart at once began to reflect because he knew the sense of religion and he said within himself purport the sage began to search out the cause of not being satisfied at heart perfection is never attained until one is satisfied at heart this satisfaction of heart has to be searched out beyond matter very short purport but om gyanat mirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam roopa kadamahyam nadati swapadantikam वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Hare Krishna. So I'd like to seek the blessings of all devotees present here as well as online. so that I may be able to speak something on this very, very exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification and for the pleasure of all devotees. So, in this chapter, which is entitled The Appearance of Narad Muni, actually, the major section of this chapter, as yesterday Pavaneshwar Prabhu was very fantastically made a very nice detailed presentation, that how we have come till this point of time, where how Vyasadev Ji, he had compiled all the Vedic literatures or the Vedic Shastras, and then he divided them into various four divisions, then he entrusted them to his qualified disciples, and in all these things, and so much of effort he had taken for the benefit of the entire mankind. And in today's verse, the importance of satisfaction is being stressed upon. So, in our life we can see whatever we do in our day-to-day life, the goal of that is that we all want to be happy. We all want to be satisfied. None of us do any endeavor to be dissatisfied or to be unhappy. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains that satisfaction can be of various levels or various types. So, there are karmis who are satisfied by making fruitive endeavor, by making effort so as to gain some enjoyment, some sense gratification. And there are gyanis who are putting in a lot of effort to merge with the effulgence of Brahma, Brahman effulgence. And on the other hand, there are devotees who are satisfied once when they are engaged in the loving service of the Lord. So, there are different levels of satisfaction, and we can see, basically, we may not be aspiring for merging with Brahman or with other goals, but even in material world, if we see that people are all interested in being at least happy and satisfied. Somebody may have a lot of money, a lot of wealth, a lot of facilities, a lot of opulences, but still, if in his mind or he is having a lot of worries, a lot of chinta, as we say, so then he is not actually happy and satisfied in his life. Although he may have everything of this, what any normal person in this material world may aspire for. But on the other hand, a person who has very moderate life, but if he is able to be satisfied in his heart and he is contented with his life, then he has a better quality of life. At least he is able to sleep properly without much worries, and he is able to lead his life in a happy, contented manner. So, of course, this is based on this present material world. But here we see that Vyasadev, he was not just a common man like one of us. Here it is mentioned that na ati prasidat, he was not fully satisfied. So there was a level of satisfaction which Vyasadev had achieved after compiling all the Vedas, dividing them, like Pavaneshwar Prabhu explained, that first he compiled, because seeing that what the future is going to come, people will not have enough memory to keep track of all the Vedic Shastras by just by hearing them. So he compiled them together, he got wrote them down. Then seeing that, oh, people will not have the capacity to understand everything together, he divided into various sections. And to make it further more simpler, he entrusted it to his various disciples who were qualified. And then he wrote so many commentaries, Upanishads and all. So, the intention of Vyasadeva was very, very genuine. His desire was for the benefit of all the people. His motivation was that out of karunaya, out of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, he wanted to help them. So, that is the basic quality of a saint. That he is paradukha dukhi. When he sees other people in anxiety, other people's in trouble, he wants to help them, he wants to provide them some help. It was not out of any selfish motive that Vyasadeva wanted to become a very big scholar or he wanted his name to be known as one of the greatest authors. It was not out of name or fame. But, as we can see here, the method which he had adopted, that did not give him complete satisfaction. So here what Vyasadeva is speaking of the satisfaction is the satisfaction at the level of the soul, at the level of the Atma. So, if you see that for to achieve full satisfaction, one has to ensure that our desires are pure. It should not be selfish desire, like just like we see in the case of Vyasadeva. His desire was fully pure. At the same time, he was practicing whatever he had spoken. Like later on also we will see that Vyasadeva was contemplating that, okay, I have been following all these so many rules and regulations of the scriptures and have been practicing a perfect life. So he practiced the values which he was preaching. And at the same time his motivation was, compassion for the people. Samsarinam karunaya vartina. So, even in the Pranami Mantra of Shukadeva Goswami, it is said. And the same applies to Vyasadeva also. That his intention was that he took all this pain to write scriptures, understanding that Kali Yuga people will need this to make their life successful. But yet, the goal which he desired for, that was not being achieved. And that was the cause of dissatisfaction. Although he had given them all the Vedic scriptures and various commentaries and everything. So, Vyasadeva's selfless intention was there. And he tried to impart the entire, whatever knowledge he had wholeheartedly. And for that, he had tried to do some intellectual work. He tried to provide all the Vedic scriptures in a very systematic manner. But the intention or what the goal he had desired for, that was not achieved. Because just like Radha Gopinath Prabhu was very beautifully explaining on Sunday, the concept of bridge preaching. It was actually pioneered by none other than Vyasadeva himself. Because he saw that people in this material world, they are all engrossed in sense gratification, trying to enjoy their senses. So, he actually came over to this material world platform and from there he tried to attract the material, the people of this material world by showing them how they could achieve their desires at the same time by following Vedic scriptures so that gradually they can get elevated by dharma, artha, kama and moksha. But as Radha Gopinath Prabhu said, this bridge was not landing properly in the spiritual world. And that was actually, in a sense, it was a failure. Because of all the effort which Vyasadeva had taken up, the ultimate goal with which desire he had started this entire effort, that was not achieved. So, Vyasadeva's desire was for the ultimate good of the people, but how to do good for the people, that was not proper. And that is the reason that he was not satisfied. So, and sometimes we can see that our intentions may be good, but at the same time, if the process is not perfect, then sometimes it may lead to dangerous consequences also. Like many people, they feel that, okay, to help others, to meet their basic needs or by philanthropy, that is one of the best way, you know. To Manav Seva is Madhav Seva. So to meet with, that is, at a certain level it is okay that we take care of, we provide food for the hungry, we provide shelter and we take care of, provide, like Radha Gopinath Prabhu mentioned, roti, kapda, makan. We provide all those things. But at the same time, that should not be the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is that we need to get them connected to the Lord, Supreme Lord. So, philanthropy at most, it can be used as a tool to attract people to Krishna. But after that, to complete the work, one needs to get them connected to Lord Sri Krishna. So, if we make philanthropy only as our only goal, then most of the time we will get frustrated. Because how long and how many people can we provide support to provide them their basic needs and for how long? So, although Vyasadeva in his all these scriptures, it was not that he did not mention anything about Lord Vishnu. He has mentioned, because without mentioning about Lord Vishnu and his glorifying him, any demigod worship will not be complete. So he had mentioned, but at the same time it was not exclusive glorification of the Supreme Lord and sufficient glorification. So if we see, there is a very beautiful comparison between Vyasadeva's, although his intention was selfless, but yet he was feeling dissatisfied. And on the other hand, there is a very nice story which comes in Srimad Bhagavatam of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he was inspired by very materialistic desires, selfish motive, so to say. His desire was that I need to get a kingdom which is much greater than my grandfather, Lord Brahma. And he also had the desire that, okay, I want to take revenge against my stepmother who had insulted him. Being a Kshatriya, he was very angry. And with that desire, he approached his spiritual master Narad Muni, and then he guided him. And then when he engaged in pure devotional service as directed by Narad Muni, then eventually what was his conclusion? His conclusion was, Thana Bilashi Tapasi Sthitoham Tvam Praptavan Deva Munindra Guhyam Kacham Vichinvan Api Divya Ratnam Swamin Krithartosmi Varam Nayache. So, after getting the darshan of the Supreme Lord in just a matter of 6 months, when he was having the darshan of the Lord, what was his conclusion? He says, Oh my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe types of penance and austerity. Now I have gotten you, who are very difficult for the great demigods and saintly persons and kings to attain. I was searching for a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. Therefore, I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask you for any benediction from you. So we see Dhruva Maharaj, he was motivated by selfish desires, but when he got connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the process of bhakti, direct bhakti to the Supreme Lord, then he ultimate conclusion was he was completely satisfied. On the other hand, Vyasadeva, he had a selfless intention. He wanted to do good for the people, for the benefit of all the conditioned souls. But because the process which he had given, that was incomplete, it was not direct Krishna consciousness, direct devotion to the Supreme Lord, he was feeling unsatisfied. So, the connection to the Supreme Lord, connection to Krishna through bhakti is the most important, and it is of paramount importance. Like maybe we can consider some mundane example. Suppose if we have the latest iPhone, the latest version, whichever it may be, and yet if the SIM card is not there, or like recently Baldev Shakti Prabhu was helping us with a SIM card for our gift shop. The SIM card was also there, but then when we put into the mobile, it was not getting connected to the network. We thought that, oh, there may not be charge in this, it's been kept for a long time. So we did a recharge also, but still it was not getting connected. On the other hand, a simple Nokia handset, which may be a basic model, yet if the SIM card is connected to the network, so amongst the two, which is better? Nokia. So, why? Because it is connected to the network. So it can help us in the basic purpose for which the mobile is there, communicating with people. So we can see that the basic most important purpose of human form of life, especially, and the purpose of creating this material world, is to get connected to Lord Sri Krishna. And once that is achieved, that can actually give satisfaction to all of us. So Krishna himself says that in Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. So all the dharmas, which is all described in the various shastras, they are helpful to us to the extent that they help us progress towards Lord Sri Krishna. But ultimately, at the end of the day, most important thing is we need to get connected to the Supreme Lord. Take shelter of Lord Sri Krishna, mam ekam sharanam raja. And then we can actually be fully peaceful and fully satisfied. So, as Prabhupada ji is explaining over here, satisfaction is actually the barometer of testing whether the whatever process which we are following is proper, or we are moving in the right direction. Just like it is like the litmus test. So, how much ever we may provide external, we may try to change our position, but unless and until that transformation of the heart takes place, transformation of our desires takes place, only then we will be actually be satisfied and happy in the process of bhakti. Like even after coming to devotional service, we've been practicing, I can say for myself, in the last 15-20 years. But if we have made so many changes, we have given up job outside and come to temple, joined the ashram, and so many changes, changed our hairstyle, our dress and everything. But when I look inside my heart, actually have my desires changed? Although there may be a superficial change, but inside the heart, the desires are still materialistic. Still, there is so much of egos, there is so much of selfishness in our desires. So unless and until we achieve that, we won't be able to actually feel satisfied, even after practicing. Like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also says, that even our greatest of achievements are hollow unless we have achieved a measure of inner satisfaction. So all our efforts, like even after coming to devotional service, we may have made many accomplishments. We may have got various services, various posts, and so many accomplishments. We know we may give good classes and all, or sing nice kirtan and so much. But ultimately, is our heart getting transformed? That is what is of prime importance. So, we see many a times what is given as the primary thing, that is being kept aside. And on the other hand, what is secondary, that is made primary. Like even many of the regulations which are specified in the shastras, like somebody may say that, okay, if you are wanting to eat meat, then okay, you have to, on a specific Amavasya day, you have to worship Kali, and then you can offer meat, give as a bali, and then chant some mantra, and then do all this. But then, keeping that aside, but the basic principle is that we are actually to develop love for the Lord. Keeping that aside, people focus, okay, now how do I eat meat? So for that, what all arrangements I have to do? Like that. So whatever is secondary, that is kept aside, and we give more focus. So that is the condition of Kali Yuga especially. So whatever is secondary is given primary importance. Sometimes alternatives are given. But the main principle which is given in Shastras, that Hari Charyanu Vartanam. So that glorification of the Supreme Lord Hari, that is being set aside. So mostly in material world we see that people usually judge us by our actions. How much successful we are in our efforts, that is the considered as a measuring barometer for measuring our success. But on the other hand, Lord Sri Krishna, he does not see what is our result, but he sees our intentions. So we can see, like, that is a very nice example of the South Indian Brahmana. He was in Srirangam, he was trying to read Srimad Bhagavad Gita to follow the instructions given by his spiritual master, his guru. Although he was not successful in that, so-called, externally. His fellow other friends and all, they were all making a joke of him, they were laughing at him, that because he could not hold the book properly or read properly. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met with him, he could see that, okay, he is, tears are coming from his eyes. His intention was very pure. He wanted to please his spiritual master. And with that intention, when he was reading Bhagavad Gita, he could actually see Lord Krishna and Lord and his disciple Arjuna over there on the pages of Bhagavad Gita. And because of that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his association to him for 4 months. Although Arjuna, he told Bhagavad Gita in maybe 45 minutes, 1.5 hours. But with this Brahmana, he associated for more than 4 months during the period of Chaturmas. So the Lord actually sees our intention, our desires and our motivation. How we are, what is motivating us for doing certain things. And this was mentioned recently by Srila Prabhupada in his class, that how the Lord is actually attracted by the motivation or the intention of the devotee. So this process of introspection, like Vyasadev, when he felt unsatisfied, so he wanted to search out the reason for dissatisfaction. So this process of introspection is very, very important for each one of us. Like even after coming to devotional service, we may see that we need to introspect and see that how are we making progress, or is it like the person is rowing the boat throughout the night but the anchor is kept as it is, you know? And so we won't make any progress. Like even Bhakti Vinod Thakurji, he recommends that every Ekadashi we should think and see, look inside our heart and see in the last 15 days how much progress I have done in my devotional service, in my love for the Supreme Lord. So, when we contemplate and when we introspection means speaking to one's own self and trying to find out what is the cause for dissatisfaction, what is the cause for unhappiness, or why am I not able to progress. So when we do like this, then what happens? It will become easier that whenever the Supreme Lord in the form of Paramatma, he can inspire us and he can provide us the solution. And then the Supreme Lord will also send his representative in the form of a guru to guide us. Just like here we can see that Vyasadeva, as soon as he started contemplating, then very soon his Narad Muni appeared over there to provide him with the solutions. So many things we may also, the knowledge may is there in our heart, and Paramatma can always provide us, as he says in Bhagavad Gita also, that he provides us with all information, all knowledge. But for that, we need to express our desire. Once Srila Prabhupada asked some of his disciples, they were on a morning walk, and that time he said, okay, so what is the reason that you are all here? You are practicing Krishna consciousness. What is the reason you are all here? What did they reply? Anybody? You can make any guess? What was the reason that, rather it could be for us also, why are we here right now? We are in this process of devotional, we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we are over here. What is the reason for that? Why are we here? Krishna Prem. We want to achieve Lord's love, yes. And as our Prabhuji mentioned rightly, it's because of our desire. Because at certain, any point of time in our life, somebody mentioned that, okay, we are here because we want to purify ourselves, or we want to achieve love for God. And but Prabhupada, he made a point. He said, we are all here, you are all here, or I am here, because we have expressed, we had a desire. And to fulfill that, Lord has given us this arrangement, this very beautiful facility, that this entire ISKCON movement is there. Srila Prabhupada, and he has given us so many such nice books, and the entire structure of nice devotees, nice association, nice guru sishya parampara, and knowledge is coming in such very lucid way. We can understand and we can follow. So only because of desire we can actually make progress. So and then, of course, we can always take the help of our seniors, our guru and shastra. And like here also in Radha Gopina temple, such nice counselor system and care system has been created. Like even, so we need to introspect. At the same time, we need to be open. Like yesterday also in the Brahmachari Ishtagoshti, Madan Gopal Prabhu made a very beautiful point that even after practicing devotional service for such a long time, we should always keep some few channels open whereby we can get from our seniors, from our equals, that they can give us good feedback, and we should be open for that. That will actually help us to introspect and to make further progress, you know. And I give a patient hearing without retaliating, you know. That is very important. At least few channels we should have. That will actually help us. So, as is being described, discussed, the main reason for dissatisfaction for Vyasadeva was that the direct path of connection to Lord Krishna was not given by him. Like even in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very beautiful shloka. It says, Nivritta tarshe rupagiyamana bhavau shadhichat chatramano bhiramat ka uttam shloka gunanuvadat puman brajedita vina pashubnat. So glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system. And that it is conveyed from the spiritual master to the disciple. Such glorification is released by those no longer interested in false temporary gratification of this cosmic manifestation. So descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. So, and for facilitating such introspection, like here also in this verse it is mentioned that Vyasadeva went to a solitary place. Solitary place, he on the banks of Mother Saraswati. I think who was mentioning, it was like even today if you go over there, Badrikashram, on the banks of Alaknanda, Saraswati, there it is so cold and so, like today also in spite of so much of interference by humans, but still there is so much of serenity over there. And you can actually peacefully, you can listen to and introspect. So proper atmosphere is also necessary. So like many devotees or people, when they go to Govardhan Eco Village, they find, okay, the atmosphere is so serene and close to nature. It gives us a chance that we can move out of this hustle bustle of this city and so much of noise, and we can give a chance to introspect, to listen to our heart. And like even Vishakha Mataji, she was saying when I had was in Sharanagati, when there was no noise at all, means like totally serene place, so I was able to hear to my anarthas. So for us also, like even this temple, many people who have come to the temple, we can see when they say, as soon as we enter the temple, we see that the atmosphere is totally serene, totally, and it helps, it actually promotes that we can meditate, we can introspect. Of course, like when we are used to staying over here, then we may not feel that difference because we don't go outside. But many people, like even yesterday, we had a chance to go and meet with the commissioner at the service tax office. And that time he was mentioning that, oh, it's been such a long time that I have been, like during the lockdown especially, He asked, "Aapka mandir abhi khula hai kya?" He said, "No, actually it is closed, but if you are wanting to come, we can surely arrange darshan for you, matlab for as a special guest, because some people do come for services in our temple." So he said, no, because people at a higher level, higher post, they are very much careful because the government's restrictions are so severe. So they don't want to be caught committing a mistake. You know? So I said that, no, surely if you are at any point of time, if you would like to visit and come for a darshan. So he said, yeah, I am missing my visits. Earlier I used to come regularly because in spite of all these pressures which we face, especially because of the government, because of pressures of increasing the revenue income. So he was saying, when we come to the temple, we can feel the difference. You know? We can feel so much sublime atmosphere over there that actually helps us once to introspect and to look into our heart. So this is a natural mode of goodness, and it's conducive. And that is the purpose that going to for yatras to various dhams, or even the reason why Srila Prabhupada has established these temples in all the cities. And some big cities, we have multiple temples. So the purpose is that people can come over here and do meditation, do introspection in their own life. You know. So, although Vyasadeva has expressed his dissatisfaction, he is over here, but we can see that Vyasadeva is not an ordinary person like one of us. He is an Shaktavesh avatar of the Lord. Yesterday Bhavaneshwar Guru was giving a full list of how every manmantara, who are the personalities who have taken this post of Vyasadeva. So they are all very, very divine personalities, yet he is actually doing this. It's like the pastime of doubt which he is performing. Just like Arjuna was made an instrument, he became bewildered, although he is one of the pure devotees of the Lord. But he became bewildered so that Lord Krishna could impart the knowledge to all of us. And similarly here, we can see that Vyasadeva also, although he is an incarnation of the Lord, he is made as an instrument. And he is approaching Narad Muni, who is actually a devotee of the Lord. So in Mahabharata, Arjuna, who is a devotee of the Lord, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality, he comes to impart him knowledge. And here the roles are reversed. The Supreme Lord, as an Vyasadeva, he is not fully satisfied. And to mitigate that, he is approaching Narad Muni, who is actually a devotee of the Lord. So, Vyasadeva's future, we will see that how Vyasadeva himself, he expressed the reason for his dissatisfaction. He says, "Kimvo bhagavata dharma na prayena nirupitah priya paramahamsanam ta eva hi achyuta priya." So I think I mostly failed to describe the principles of devotional service to the Supreme Lord, which are dear to both perfect beings and infallible Lord. Although Srila Vyasa thus knew already what was the source of dissatisfaction, yet he needed to hear confirmation of this from his spiritual master. So, although for the Brahman realization or Paramatma realization, many a times by reading scriptures and by practicing one can do it. But for Bhagavan realization, one needs the help of a bona fide spiritual master, a guru. Only he can guide us. And that's what Lord is showing by his own example in the case of Vyasadeva, that he actually approached Narad Muni and then he resolved his dissatisfaction. And also we see that Vyasadeva, here a very nice example, that he had spent so much of time in preparing all these scriptures and all for preaching the other subject matters, which was not pure devotional service. And after that, when he was properly guided by his spiritual master, then he was very happy to receive that guidance. And like the other day also, one of the devotees was expecting, he was, in spite of so much of qualification, he was very Namra, that is humble, to receive correction from his spiritual master and correct himself, rule. Similarly, even in the life of Prabhupada, we can see that how he spent so much of time. Like many of us also, when we come to devotional service, we feel that, okay, let me first do some good material progress. Once I get proper good material standing, then I will take up to devotional service in a more dedicated way. So Srila Prabhupada also, like in that, in this maybe in the mood of Vyasadeva, he spent full life preparing, trying to be successful in his business. But then he got guidance from his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who came in his dream and he said, no, you should take sannyas and dedicate yourself fully. So in the beginning, Prabhupada himself was feeling fearful. How can I do this? Who will take care of my family? Who will take care of my needs and all? But then once he actually took that step, he took sannyas and he went. And then we all know how Srila Prabhupada, in his elderly age also, he was able to successfully establish this ISKCON movement. And this year we are celebrating the 125th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's appearance. And at the same time, what is important, as Vyasadeva has also expressed over here, that after, like the bridge preaching, once we get people to Krishna consciousness, it is very important that we give them the medicine also of direct Krishna consciousness. Just like Prabhupada also established, through various projects, to get most of the many people from all over and give them this medicine of Krishna consciousness. And in the life of Narad Muni also, we can see how with King Prachini Bharishar, to attract him, Narad Muni actually told him the story of another king, Puranjan. But then when Prachini Bharishar asked him questions, then immediately he gave him direct the philosophy to the core. So it is very important that we bring people to Krishna consciousness, and at the same time we don't fail to give them the actual medicine. So we need to get people on the bridge, at the same time get them properly landed, as was mentioned by Radha Gopinath Prabhu. So there is a very nice example also of how a person can actually be satisfied by worshipping or developing connection to the Supreme Lord in whatever place or situation he may be in the material world. Like Maharaj is the example of Priyavrat Maharaj, that Shukadeva Goswami, he explains that although Narad Muni had very perfectly instructed Priyavrat Maharaj, and he had given up all attachments to his kingdom and all everything, and he actually had become a renounced and fully pure devotee of the Lord. But then how did he again come back to family life? So that was the doubt which Parikshit Maharaj had. And in the answer to that, it is explained by Srila Prabhupada. It's a very, very nice purport. If you get time in at any time, please read that. How Srila Prabhupada explains that Priyavrat Maharaj was actually a Bhagavat Atma Rama. Atma Rama means one who is self-satisfied and one who seeks. So for Supreme Lord, we say Supreme Lord is Atma Rama. You know. So a person who is connected or who is serving the Supreme Lord, he is also Atmaram. He is called Bhagavata Atmaram. So, Srila Prabhupada, he explains that there are different types of satisfaction or people can... But only Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yetiti Siddhayat. So, out of thousands of people, lakhs of people, only a very few actually approach the Supreme Lord and be completely satisfied. So, but Maharaj Priyavrat, following the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he fully engaged in the worldly affairs. Yet, he always thought of the lotus feet of the Lord. So in whichever condition we are, but if we are actually remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, then we will be just like the lotus flower. We will although be in the kichad or in the mud, but we will not be touched by it. So the words, although Priyarvat Maharaj was already, he was a liberated person, yet, and he had no attraction for material things, he engaged himself fully in governmental affairs just to show respect for Lord Brahma, to give respect to our seniors. So Arjuna acted in the same way. He had no desire to participate in the war of Mahabharata and to kill, or in the political affairs of fighting in Kurukshetra. But because he was ordered so by Lord Sri Krishna, he engaged in that duties very nicely. And but he was always constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. That's why Lord Krishna also says, Yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam samaye yukta tamomata. Of all the yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith and worship in transcendental loving service, he is most intimately united with me. So a devotee who is actually advanced is not afraid of anything provided he has the opportunity to execute the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the proper explanation. So just to follow the instructions of the superiors. So if we do whatever activities are or services which are entrusted to us, then and at the same time we maintain our connection to the lotus feet of the Lord, then surely we will not be contaminated, although we may be doing anything as part of our services. And he says that, and also only because of this principle, a Mahabhagavat who has nothing to do with the material world, he comes down to the second platform of devotional service to preach the glories of the Lord all over the world. And that's what we can see in the example of Srila Prabhupada also, that although he was a pure devotee, he came down just to write certain books as per the instructions of the Lord and to help in the us in coming to the process of devotional service. So I would like to thank you all very much for patiently hearing. And whatever I may have spoken, many things may be beyond my realization, but I seek your blessings that I may also be able to introspect in my own heart and correct whatever is wrong and make an attempt to make my life successful and develop love for Supreme Lord. Thank you very much all. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.